It's like, see, I've been living in this house forever. I was born and raised and birthed and grown. Woodcrest Manor, eastern of Atlanta. Well, at least I have a sense of home. Like mama when we move in, always tell me some without. Watched every stranger move in, helped all my homies move out. Watched every house get sold. Watched every neighbor get old. And I saw that sunset back when I was 6. Well, I guess them trees growed, and now my vivid perception is blocked. Then my life for a second was stopped. Saw an angel from heaven, she talked. In the clearest description, she talked.
If this view becomes nothing new to you, just remember once it was beautiful. If this view becomes nothing new to you, just remember once it was beautiful. If this view becomes nothing new to you, just remember once it was beautiful. If this view becomes nothing new to you, just remember once it was beautiful.
See, I've been with this girl for years, through every single smile and tear. But time has passed and now I fear I don't feel the same no more. But who's to blame, not me or her? It could just be this universe that caused this love to bloom at first, then wilt and weather through its thirst. So blame it on that lack of water. I know I'm gaining better karma. Through all those hearts I've broken, I'm hoping that down the road when I have a child that is not a daughter. But when I'm having childish thoughts, and when I feel completely lost, and when my heart begins to frost, just think of what them angels taught.
If this view becomes nothing new to you, just remember once it was beautiful. If this view becomes nothing new to you, just remember once it was beautiful. If this view becomes nothing new to you, just remember once it was beautiful. If this view becomes nothing new to you, just remember once it was beautiful.
Ever come across something for the first time? Be it a person, place, or thing? They gave you an instant feeling of happiness, made you glad to be alive. And eventually as time goes on, the feeling gets weaker and weaker, and you don't know why, it's just slowly becoming less exciting. And the whole time you're in denial of its decreasing value, knowing in the back of your mind that the feeling is fading away, and it's almost over. But ignoring reality, you continue to keep trying. Eventually, the feeling becomes harder to reach or just disappears completely. And it leaves us pondering a crucial question. Does everything eventually lose its meaning? Will the things that make us happy today make us happy tomorrow? Will this joke always make me laugh? Will the bright lights of Times Square always astound me? Or will I just get so used to them that I forget they're even there? Will I love this person forever? Will this person love me forever? Does anything last forever?